This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We have our very own guest, Peggy Wagwachili, known as Ngamla. Hi, dear. How are you?
I'm very, very good. I'm very, very good, Sisi.
Unjani, how is life?
Njengoshele.
Well, big up to you guys. Well, tell us who is Peggy Chili and why Ngamla?
Peggy Chili, mfana sefoleni, odume ngelikaNgamla, owenza music, fashion designer, one brand kuthi PTPT. So I'm trying to make something in life. And so, kwazi wathi uNgamla nje, hey! So good. It's like then come back on the following. There was this company out to ZG, ne? So it was owned by Umlungu out to Divet. So abantu abadala, they called me that name. So I didn't like it at that time. But ngakhula at church, kona umunye wakuthi uChonxo, he called me ukuthi hey, esontweni sinenhlanhla sinomlungu esontweni. So I started from there, ngalithanda ukuthi umlungu. Then abafacebook bengibiza ngoNgamla, ne? Then I started getting interested in learning, like uNgamla mkhumbulo uSibusiso
generation.
Then yabo, I saw a superstar. I saw myself as a superstar.
Like, here's then, the next superstar.
Then I took this name. Then I use it as an artist name. Yeah, my stage name.
Tell us, take us through your music journey. What made you realize that you're actually a musician? From the background, you're Seka and Klambu Kulegan Jani, and you're like,
Hey, actually, in Seka music.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, Seka, of course, Meng Otaluma. He went to Ama Otela Queen, Besatale Mkumba, Nekula no Matlatini, so Wapuma Geba Kubega Bona. And I had my elder brother, also Shona Uvu Spark, really. May his soul rest in peace.
May his soul rest in perfect.
He was a very, very talented guy, and I had a mahopo Gutsi, I can live even Peshe Yangaye. So it took me from Sunday school, Esontweni. He composed that song Ugutsi Alitwe Mina. Then I was a soprano singer.
That is so cute.
At that time. So I was very, very much motivated by him. And in Akubega and Abafetu, Ayanda Shange from Joy Celebration School, and I grew up to Abatanda. Akua and Abanabafetu got the tour, ETF Church and Pumakbon and Sambin Demanding Abusaki P Project. I received Amnandi na Balalel.
Alright, so your family have the same music that you were singing right now, or you guys are singing, or were singing a different music from what you were singing right now?
Actually, I took it from church, ne? So it was always gospel, even at home is gospel. So inside of me, I had this thing, Afro pop, like, oh, Babu Chabukani, like, they were motivating me. So I had Leon Tori.
In my Tom's music, the Afro pop music that always makes sense even now.
It's delivering a message.
It does.
So I know that with some musician, I'm a messenger. Mm-hmm. So they have to deliver a message to a public. So we don't have that thing. It's cutting some. I say, I understand what the message is in. So I decided to go to the back lab. Then I was to deliver the message.
Oh, wow. What are the challenges that you have experienced throughout your music journey?
Music, finally, lose the good team sample. We have music need time, music need money, support Bantaba sector in cause. And those was when the young king do what we meant. So it supports Kakul, Noctolage, Amakik, exceptions on Bantaba to me, they came in. But not we have good music, but a recognition Kakul. Recognize as a band
growing in the music industry.
Like event organizers, they don't take notice from us, but they know that we have good music, and even they put us on a platform. It called drink 100 rand make your performer. I'm gonna bring a bread, a car, cause music and wins in a mall.
Yeah,
I have to pay
true.
For a studio, everything.
You also have to pay bills. You have to also put food on top of the table, your family. But now you jeopardize because of they are not expecting anything from you. Rather, they not give you anything because of they feel like you are still growing in the music industry and you need them, but they don't need you.
But we need a platform from them.
Definitely, you do need a platform, but they also need you to actually make the platform work.
Exactly.
All right. As what is the most profound moment of your life? where you got into a stage and you are like, yeah, this is happening. I am a musician, an Afropop musician. What is the most defining moment of your life?
I was sharing this stage with Uvuyo Mgwena. May soul rest in peace, Dakin. Hey, that moment, hey, it was out of this world for me, because it was so good, no. Even noma ngisakhula ku music, because indlela ngincoma ngayo naye, he saw a potential in me and he said, carry on boy, even noma ngathiwa kunzima kangakanani,
don't stop doing
what
you're
doing. Yeah, I know you can make it, because you've got what it takes. So, from ukuthola amazwi kubantu abanjengalabo mfethu, hey, angeza moral kakhulu ngabona ukuthi no, there's something I can do with this talent I have.
Worst moment of your life? Tell us about it.
Sasenze event. Kwafika abantu abawu 3. Bathike ngaperforma kunjalo. Cause labo bantu abawu 3 babeze kumina bezobukela mina. But I never get break up of that. Cause vele sifunda ngamaphutha, kungenzeka ukuthi mhlawumbe iphutha lale kumina ngipromotha ngendlela, but yangishaya.
Or that there were a list of people that you expected. There were only 3 people that you had to perform for.
Yes.
And you performed.
I performed like...
You continued as if like there were 100 people.
Like there were 10,000 people.
Wow, that is actually absolutely amazing. I love that, because you had to do it anyway.
Yes, that is
overcoming the challenges that you have been through has been astounding, right? Mm. So what is the moment where you said that you got into a stage and there was glitches that you went through and you couldn't deal with it? You had to leave the stage.
I'm a humble guy.
But you continued anyway.
I'm a humble guy. I just think before I take an action, even I get hurt. But on music, when I'm on stage, I'm there to perform. I'm there to do my job.
And you have to do what you're supposed to do.
I have to do it, exactly.
Wow. Right. For the people that want to follow you on the journey that you've taken, what do you say to them?
You have to be patient, work hard, and be smart. Make sure abantu abadlanga ku music, because people are stealing music. Make sure you're working with right people. Make sure you put your music on the right channels so that you will make money at the end of the day.
Before we take your social media platform handles, take us through your song. What is the song? What inspired you to write the song? And what is the song all about?
I've got Ingoma Ekthiwa Izabalaza. That song is talking about impilo. Ukuthi noma ngathi izinto zinzima kangakanani, noma ngathi uhluphe kangakanani, but you have to know ukuthi one day uzophumelela. UNkulunkulu akudalelanga ukuthi uhlupheke.
Oh, so the meaning of the song is that Zabalaza Panda, do it more and more, push it, do not stop.
Yes, yes. Actually, the inspiration of the song is in a song.
Ah, yes. Love that.
Yes,
love that.
I don't even have to introduce the song to tell you about inspiration of it. If you listen to the song, you get the inspiration.
If you sing it, you will hear it.
Oh, you can sing along as well.
All right, let's get your social media platforms. People want to follow you on socials.
It's on Facebook. It's D-E-E Beki Chili Gema. And on Instagram, it's Ngamla77. Kanali my WhatsApp number is 064-314-5309.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.